What's the shear of bones? If you carry out a bone on Shabbos, what's the shear to mechayev for you? To mechayev? Etzem kidei lasa is tarvet. A bone enough to make a spoon out of it. Enough to make the habmin is to make a lock out of it. To make a lock, you used to make a block made out of bones. If you have enough of a bone to make a lock, you chayiv. It's a bigger shear than a spoon. Schuchis, what's a choshev shear of glass to carry out the vichayiv on Shabbos? I'll used to use the glass to like smooth off the tip of a Rosh HaKarkur. So Rashi Karkur, that's eight, a piece of wood. Yesh Torgan, we used to weave with the wood. Like the big needle, a wooden needle, used to weave with. For Rosh HaKad, the Rosh was very sharp, and used the needle to sharpen it. Sror, Oy Evan, what's the shear to carry out pebbles or small stones? Kadelizrik Boif. The more you have a bird in your house, you want to throw them out, you want to make a move, you throw a pebble at him. So that's the shear of the pebble. Rebuta, Rebeleza, Rebbe Yaakov, Oymer, Kadelizrik, Rebbehema. No, right here, you need a bigger shear. It's not enough to throw at a bird, but you need a bigger stone, a bigger pebble that you throw at a behema. So Rashi, Gelizrik, Rebbehema, the loy torach inish lemishkal tzror mishumayf. Because he deems the Chanatanakama. It's time to throw at birds. He yells, people don't throw stones at birds. If you want a bird to move, you just have to yell at it, it'll move. Now, the behema doesn't listen by yelling, so more you have to throw a stone at it. And we'll see in the Gemara, it means like a little heavier stone that the behema will be margashit. When you hit the behema, he feels it, and he moves because he felt the stone. So that's a chosh of a stone to be mechayiv if you carry out of your house down chops. Well, this is the aside of all these mishnas. That the first mishnah we had before was that you only chayiv for its son chab is something that people are matnir it. It means something that's choshev to the people they could use in the middle of the week. If it's a size that's usable in the middle of the week, now you carry it out on Shabbos, that's called a tzor chashuva. So that's the shear of these small pebbles that people use in the middle of the week. What's the smaller shear that people use to throw at an animal to make the animal move? So the Gemara. So what was the first pshat in the Mishnah? The machleik shaila was etzem. How much of a bone do you have to carry out? So for the Tanakhama says tarbot to make a spoon, and Reb Yehuda said to make a lock. For the Gemara Lameimu, the Shudu Reb Yehuda Nafesh, you want to tell me now Reb Yehuda says a bigger shear, like to make a lock is bigger than making a small spoon. I the Kashri is a Kaimelo and the Shudu Rabbanan Nafesh. We had before the Mishnah is the Mashmal Rabbanan say a bigger shear, and then Reb Yehuda says a smaller shear. Or Marule Chofi Paisechus. It doesn't mean to make the lock a whole lock. It means to make the teeth inside the lock. So just the teeth that you make out of bone. So if you have enough of the size of the bone that you make the teeth for the lock, then you chayiv. Shrash v'chan l'shul rabbon anofish, gabi lasos toloi, we had before, how much string do you need to make a handle or to make a hanger to hang up things with? The teretz is chofi poseches, shinayim hakfuyim bo, the teeth that are kavui in the lock. V'loi yatzmo, not the lock itself. V'yoysim oysim yetzim, they make these teeth from bone. So if you carry out enough of a bone that you can make the teeth for a lock, that's choshev. Tone Rabbon. So the Rabbon learned that Avir Hilchus Tum without a lock. Chofi Paisech is Torim. The teeth that you're going to put into the lock eventually, before you put into a lock, it's not called the cleats, it's not great for anything. It's Torim Stamakabu Tumma. Kovim Bivasechus, once you put the teeth inside the lock and now it's a chelik of the kli, it's Tumayim, it's Stamakabu Tumma. Vishogal, Mashen can be made a lock to be put onto a door. Even though you already attached it to the delos, the door, to kovim the mismorim, and you also attached it with good nails or screws, torim. Still, it's Torah this lock. Why? Any kli that's mechub lekarka has a din like karka. Karka is not makabel tuma. Therefore, it's Torah. Trashi chof b'sechus torim. The whole zman shlechibrim bo ain't a ruin in the klum. Whole zman you didn't put these wooden teeth, not the wooden, the bone that's made into teeth into the lock. It's not ruin for anything. Therefore, it's tor. Mashenk when you put it into lock, it's tameim. The kliyesim the kli matches. Pshteim tameim mechol shartu. Avi mishun mechul b'sechus. But mechubul the tor tor b'sechus. Yesh po base kibul on the kavam of teyes. Rashi the lock is gufa base kibul. You need a key. So since it's makabel the key, it's called the base kibul. It's makabel tuma. Therefore, anything that's mechubet to it is also makabel tuma. Mashenkin v'shargal. If you put this lock not on a shade of table, mid idim, stamp put on your dresser. When you put it on the door, trash him with him, have to say chazois. Ain't a shokelim, it's not put on kelim, or going to shade or middle. You didn't put this lock onto your dresser. Elo shelgal, kamotruke galim, you're going to dalse shara chotzer. You put on the door of the chotzer. Afa pisha chibim vaseches, hoyel vichibu zeh. Bedelisi, uvedelis, binyim chubla karkatorim. Since Lamaisa, even though you put the teeth inside the lock, and the lock now is mechuba to the delis, but since the delis is mechuba lekarka, it's torn. Item, schuches te ligaboy. The Mishnah said, what's the shear to carry out a glass on Shabbos enough to sharpen the point of the needle, the wooden needle? Tona schuches. Here in the Gemara says loshim with a samach schuches also means glass. The Brisa says, a little different shear than our Mishnah. What's the shear carrying out glass enough to cut two threads? Shrashi, schuches, schuches, v'ashem, she'soichrin, kori schuches, v'ashem, she'zaka, kori schuches. Really, it's glass, and more they use a zayin because it's like zaka clean. Glass you can see through, it's clear. So the Brisa says a different shear than the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the shear of glass is to sharpen the point of the needle, and the Brisa says enough of a glass to cut two threads. So Roar the Mishnah says, O Yevink, they Lizrik Boif. We have Lezer Vaymeh Bebehema. Om Rav Yaakov, Om Rav Yechon, Avusham Ageshes Bo. It's even when you throw it at the Behema, it has to be a stone that when it hits the Behema, the Behema feels it, and he moves because he felt this hot stone. Shrashim, Mageshes Bebehema, Betzroiv, O the Hakosei. The Kamish Yurei, what's the shear? Otanya Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer Mishkol Asar Zuz. The stone has to weigh, be big enough as 10 Zuz, like 10 pennies. Right. So more Zoynin Oyo Lebei Medrosha. Stam Anushana about the Hilchus Beis Akisei. Zoynin came into the Beis Medrosh. Omaluhu, he told them, Rabboisai, Omalu Rabboisai, told them, Rabbonim in the Beis Medrosh, Avonim Shal Beis Akisei Shurim Bekam. How much avonim are you allowed to take out, carry out on Shabbos, or else Rashi is too short, or else Shalaf and Muksa, are you allowed to carry to use for the basic kisei? That means in Gemara's time they didn't have toilet paper, you didn't have paper to wipe yourself, so they used to use stones to wipe themselves. So how many stones are mutter to use to wipe yourself on Shabbos? The Shalom is posher, these stones are Muksa, and some Muksa is also to touch on Shabbos. But Mishim Kovdor Abriyas, they're not you to touch these stones to wipe yourself. So how many stones do you need to wipe yourself? That's Yerashi. Shurim Bekama. Lizchayiv Aleim. This one pshat is, if you carry out stones now on Shabbos, what's a chosh b'shi of stones? So stones that you can use to wipe yourself, that's the shalom. How many stones do you need to chosh to wipe yourself to say if you carry out now Yerchayiv? Inam in another pshat. L'taltlam b'chotzer stam. Out the Issa Muksi, you can't touch it. You want to know how many you can touch now b'chotzer. U'lachnis in the basic kisei. What are you touching it for? To bring it to the basic kisei. Vidi vidi chat shiru. They're both told the exact same shiru. To be midi d'chotzelu mechayev aleitzosa. Something that's choshev to you that people can use, that's a choshev shir, you must near it. Now if you carry that outside, you chayev on Shabbos. So they're both the same thing. What's the shir? How many stones do people use to light themselves in the basic kisei? Omru lois, they answered back, you should know, you're allowed to take out three stones with three different shurim. Kezayis, kegels, or kebetz. If you have a stone the size of a kezayis, then the stone the size of an egg or a nut, and then kebetz. Shrashi, kezayis, kegels, kebetz, sholosh, machnis, and lekenuach. You're allowed to take three stones in to wipe yourself with. Or mekaneach, zeah, zuach, azu. One after another, you used to wipe yourself. Achas kezayis, the first one is the shear of a kezayis. V'achas kegels, a little bit bigger size of a nut. V'achas kebetz. Shrashi, betchilus, mekaneach, pireya. Big time. First, you use a smaller stone to take off the schmutz. Losser raya nidbak shom. Shagadela paisachas lichlo sivoyta. Because if you use a bigger one right away, it'll just smear it. So first, the answer is use a smaller one, get off the schmutz, and then you rub yourself to clean yourself with it. So Kitzi told him three stones with different sizes. Omalohu. So then they answer back to Rabbonin. Vichiturten yichonis. When you go into Beis Kisei, then you have to take your weights with you. You have to weigh out to know exactly which stone here, which stone not. Shrashi Tutni Muznayim Mikonis Lashon Nishko. You have to weigh out to know the exact size of the stones. Or you're saying you can only take three stones, and one's Egois and one's Kebetzer, and one's Kezayis. So Zot Gemara Nimnu Begarmu, the Rabbanan Gufat Ashayla, and they counted who's more, like who's the Rabban to Paschal like. Mole Hayad, Anushir. How many stones can take him to put you to the base Kisi? And Shabbos to Mole Hayad, a handful. Shashi Mole Hayad. Ben Shloshim, whether they're made up of three stones, or Yafilu Hain Dalad Hay. More, even four or five. Or Ben Kuna Mole Hayad. Abi, altogether you have only a handful. That's the amount, you'll add it, that you need to wipe yourself with. Therefore, as Muksa, it's Mutter to touch it on Shabbos. And the order, it's Mutter that this is the Yisuf if you carry it out on Shabbos. More Tanya. You don't have that to carry out a handful. You only have that to let the person on the armor to carry out three stones, one the size of a kezayis, an olive, one the size of a nut, and one the size of a beitza. He passes no, that you're allowed to carry out moli hayad or handful. Whether it's more than three or four, that there is moli hayad. Tana Rabbon, so the Brisa. Gimel avone mekuzolos, three stones, mekuzolos atrashi, bikua, shiruis, the kunuach. It's a little sharp, and since it's a little bit sharp, pointy, they're right to wipe yourself with it. It's three stones, muta lahachnes lebeis hakisei. You're allowed to carry it with you, take it into the beis hakisei. Shrashi muta lahachnisam, either b'teich daladamas, either means you're b'shus rabim, or the other is an issa to carry b'shus rabim daladamas, so it means you're allowed to carry it less than daladamas. Or you're bechotzer, we're also talking about in yechotzer. The lelitho tutlinu. In yechotzer, you're allowed to carry. It's only a shalaf and muksa. So chirishir, they didn't ask for this as muksa, mishum kavod abriyas. The kamish yurin. How many stones are you allowed to take? Where meyeroyim, even though it's just three, what's the shear of these three? Where meyeroyim are keeglis. They all have to be the same size of an eglis. Three stones the size of an eglis. Rashi, kolachas v'yachas. It's only allowed to have the head size of a nut. If you do a mekabetz, even though even bigger stones, the size of a beitza, that's an achlekes, how big are these stones that you use to wipe yourself? Either the shear of an eglos of a nut, or the shear of a beitza. Tomorrow, Omar Rav from Bar Papa. Omar Rav Chizda, kemachlekes kan, the same achlekes here, how big these stones are to wipe yourself, either like a nut or like an egg, is kach machlekes besser. You have the same type of machlekes in Mishnah, in Sukkah, that what's the smallest shear you still eat with an esrit? One man the said the size of a nut, the woman they said the smaller sheer size of a beitzer. For the Gemara, Hosam Asnisa Nocha Braisa. What do you mean you told Yahweh the sheer of Esrig? Here, that's a Mishnah. It's Rashi Hosam Asnisa Plukta, the Esrig Masnisa, it's Machlekas in the Mishnah in Sukkah, from the Sech to Sukkah. Visadura Piatamidim, everybody knows the Mishnah isn't good. Loki Braisa. Rashi Vishabi Tamidim Shlay Shono, a lot of Tamidim didn't learn the Braisa. Who tell her how you do a Vishen Yidua? And you're saying the Mishnah is totally in the Braisa. Stama Stava, the Mishnah everybody knows, the Chiddush is about the Braisa. Elo the Pshat should be like this. Kamachloikis be Esri, Kalch Machloikis Kam. The same way everybody knows about the Machloikis. And it was Esri. What's the smallest year to be Yitzah? Egois. Or Kibetzah, everybody should remember, no, there's the same type of Machloikis here by Beisakisei. Rashi Kachmar Kerikus Khan, or the Sim the Bialmar, but instead of for Simmons, remember, Latishka, you shouldn't forget the Gears of the Braisa. Yom Tishkachna, if you didn't forget it, he's Ocher, remember Mishnah Sechad Yesrig. Remember that there's such a Mishnah about Esrig, and it was Megaya by Esrig, the same Shurim and the same Achleik is here by the Avon of Rabbeis Akisik. Om Rav Yehuda, Avolo Yes a Fais. You're not allowed to carry the Fais. My Fais, what does Fais mean? Omerab Zera Kashina Bivavlaisa. It's a type of mud. If you want to wipe yourself with mud, so mud is muksa, and there's no hetter to wipe yourself with it because it doesn't wipe good. When you start to use it to wipe yourself, dried out mud, it's going to crumple up and you won't wipe yourself with it. Shrashalava Fais is Kumari Shaka Pisas Rogov, Shakaran Litvahil, or Mifricho, it crumples up. It's not right to wipe yourself with Yasura Tautal, therefore remains with Issa Muksa, and you can't touch mud on Shabbos. Kashina Bavlaisa, Hoki Mikri Mishum Shabbovel Eretz Leich. Why is it called in Bavel? Because Bavel had a lot of wet ground there. Vamachrisha Malarigovim, and there if you plow, it makes a lot of mud come up. Therefore, you can't wipe yourself with mud, it still remains Muksa. Omar Rova. Osa lemeshamesh b'tzror b'shamis kiderech shemashmesh b'chol. As we'll see later, the Gemara later says somebody has to go make, he has to go, and it doesn't come out. So the Yetzer is, in Gemara's time, he used to take a stone, he used to scratch himself, but Yisamak and rub himself there. And by rubbing, mishamish himself with the stone, that will make them go. So Rav is saying now, on Shabbos it's also the mishamish, b'tzror b'shabbos. You can't rub yourself with the stone on Shabbos the same way you rub yourself in the middle of the week. For half a minute was b'chlal, you can't rub yourself at all, like you can't make yourself to have to go. I'm talking about a guy that feels he has to go but doesn't come out. So there's an eight in the Gemara's times to rub yourself with stones. They've not going to do it and come into a sakona. So how could we ask him for him? So Rashi l'mishamish. Hanitzvich lefana somebody has to go. V'yeni yochel lefana. If it doesn't come out. Armin lekamam lepirkin. The mishamish is pitzro. There's an eight to rub yourself with a stone. V'neke by the oisamokim. V'nifta that'll make it open up. So how could I have to have minim now to come into mishamish also? L'mishamish klal. K'derosh l'mishamish b'chil. Tav minus bechlal, you can't rub yourself with a stone at all on Shabbos the same way you do bechlal. For the moral of stockings, trash, the Yamamar, Omadachos, if you have to go and you hold yourself back, is maybe you have them had reikin, bring you to a bear sickness. So after they say you can't rub yourself, that's the answer to make you go, why can't you do it on Shabbos? And the Gemara at Teretz says, Kalacha Yad, he meant to say you can't do it. Kederech, you have to do a shinu. Ravada with a shinu, it's mutter. Trash, you, Mishani Kalacha Yad. Hi Kederach the Kamar Rova that's also means Kederach Hamashamash Bechil. The way you do it in the weekday. Abu Bishinui. But we'll do the Shinui, that's Mutter. Mishumasharas Nidman. What will be the Isser rubbing yourself? Because you're going to pull out the hair there. Abu Kalacha Yad. The Grand Oichis, Rova Bezat's voice of Shapidomin. If you do Kalacha Yad, it's only Isser the Rabbonin. So the Rabbonin will not do Mishum Kavra Priyas or Mishum this Hadroikin. You shouldn't get sick. They are not you to rub yourself with the stone. Like Tais speaks out, even though Stam is like, if you start rubbing yourself, you're not mechavin to pull out the hair. So Chur, we pass in Dov HaShem HaMeskavin as Mutter. So what else come on to head of Kalachi Yad for Stam is a Tami HaMeskavin. Now doing the Tarot, you have to say, we're talking about the case where it's of Sikresha. So by you pulling, rubbing yourself there, you know for sure, you're going to pull out hair. So pulling out hair, it's also. So Morgan the Tarot says, do a Kalachi Yad. Kalachi Yad, it's only in the awesome of the Rabbonin, and here, Mishum Kavra Briyas, or else Mishum Rafua, to him after you. But I'm asking you, so more, Omer Rav Yanai, Im Yesh Mokim Kvua Lebeis HaKisei Moloi Hayad. If somebody knows where he's going to make, he has a Mokim Kvua, then you have the Hector to carry on Shabbos some whole handful full of stones there. There's a Shaila here, it is that the stones really are Muksa. But I'm asking you, Mishum Kavra Briyas. So really, we shouldn't be matter exactly how much you need for this time. Why are we matter our whole hands filled? A Teretz says, because this is a mokum kvu you always make there. So you make it now at the beginning of Shabbos. So you're taking a handful. I maybe have some left over. Good. Mr. Tom, you're going to have to go again on Shabbos, and you use it for later. So be it's a mokum kvu that you always go there, it'll be used. But Shanky Nimla, but Lu Yitzhu, it's not a mokum kvu. You're only going there one time. Chura, how much now are you allowed to take? Chura, you only have to take exactly how much you need. Because if you're going to take more than you need, maybe you're not going to use it the rest of Shabbos, and it's like a muksa shlo tzarech. So the Teretz is, kachro maducha katana Shabbos somin. The shear is the shear that you use for the chopper of a b'somin. If you have not a grinder, but you used to chop up the b'somin, the spices. How do you chop it up? You have like a bowl there, and then you have a wooden chopper. So the size of the wooden chopper, that's how big the stone could be that you need to wipe yourself. So if it's not a basic isik vua, you may only use it this one time, you only have that to carry out a stone that big. Al the shalom for muksa. And the gears should be like, Taisa says, v'yimla kachrom, v'nil rabbein atam k'girsas rach. V'yimla kachrom meducha ketana shab somin. I mean, that's the shear that you could use. If you're not going to have a basic isik vua, you may not think of it again, you only have that to carry out this big of a stone. The stone the size of a chopper of the maduch, of the grinded, you chop up the spices. Omer Sheshis, im yesh oleo eid muta. Sheshis says, any stone that you have in the chutz or outside, if it was used like once to wipe yourself and there's still some shmutz left on it, it's like since you used it one time, it's like miuchat for us, not muksa. And you can take as many of these stones you want to the basic isik. Neitzvah for the Makasha, what are you saying if it was used once? It's like Muchid, you're allowed to use a second time. Havakasha, here it's Mashman the Brisa, when you use the stone once to wipe yourself, you're not allowed to use it a second time. Here it says, Asor v'dvor mevin hesodem v'dei tachtonis. 10 things you do brings a type of a sickness called tachtonis, something bad for you. V'yelvein, ho'echel olei kanim, eat the leaves of the reeds, of the kanim. V'yolei gefanim, or else the leaves of the grapes, by the vine. Or else lulvei gefanim, the pieces, the stems of the grapes. U'marigibheim, Rashi, the type of meat that's not smooth meat. Meat that has like holes are up and down in the behema. Balei melech, we didn't salt it yet. Vishedroi shodag, or else the backbone of a fish, or else the dag maliach le bishtakotzorka. You have a salty fish that you didn't cook at the gamri. Piyashay shesharma yayin. You drink up the sharma yayin, that's after you made the yayin, the sediment on the bottom of the yayin. Piyamakeneach besid of a charsis. What's one thing? If you wipe yourself either with seed, with lime, those pecharsis will soon see later why not with earthy kevi. Who adin b'tzror shekinuach b'chaveroi? If you wipe yourself with a tzror, with a stone that you have already used once, is mebel l'de tachtoni, so mashmitz also to do with the sakona. Some say afater la'atzmo b'tzakise. When you go to the b'tzakise, you don't sit down. You stand up and make standing up. That's also mebel l'de tachtoni. A call part of the cash here, it's saying you're not allowed to use it a second time. And before we're saying you are allowed to, before we're saying that if you have a stone that was used already once, you are allowed to use it a second time. And Mulakasha, Chobalach, Chobiyovish. If it's the schmutz is already dried up, then it's mutzah to use a second time. If the schmutz is still lach, then you shouldn't use it a second time. If you boy, you say, so the Morgan of Molakash is not stira. Ho balach, ho biyovish. If the schmutz on the stone is still lach, still wet, then echam, you shouldn't use it. It's mias, you shouldn't use it a second time. Ho biyovish. If it dried up already, then you can use it a second time. So, Rabbi Yanid Aloch is where the schmutz dried up, but since you used it once, nyuchit for basic isay, it's not la muksu anymore, now you can take as many stones as you want. If you only use it on one side, then you can use the other side. Where it was used on both sides, then it's also used a second time. Your own shmutz, if you wipe once, you're allowed to use it a second time. Just if you haven't used it, then you can't use it. So if you get sick, if you use your friends, but Rabbi Yannis didn't, if you used it once, you could use it a second time. So that's the bias of Yosef. If the rain came down on these stones, and Rashi learns means it washed away the schmutz on the stones, and it got wiped away the schmutz. Since it's cold, the stone is still miyucha to use for the basic kisi, it's not muksi, you can take as many as you want. Or else, no, since now it's like cleaned off, maybe you can use these stones for different things, for chop the food with. Or Malay, if the stone rishum still looks a little bit, the schmutz is there, so it's still mutter. Because you're not going to use it now for the meducha, you still use it for the basic kisei, therefore it's not looks, it's mutter to use it. So more, that's the way Rashi learns. The Mechab, I think, learns a little bit different, other Rishonim by Stais, that the Shala was, stop, you have stones in the Chotzer, and now on Shabbos it rained, and the rain made it that the mud came and come out, covered up the whole stone. So the stone is like sunk into the ground, because they had to pull it out on Shabbos. The Mor says, if it's Nikki, if you can still see the stone sticking out a little bit, you'll have to pull out the stone from the ground. It's no risk of Harisha or Tlisha, it's mutter to pull it out to use it for the basic Yisei. More boy mene rabba bar rab shaylo, maybe Rab Chizda.